So the Canadian biathlon team had a spectacular run in Oslo in the Holmenkollen during the men's relay, and they brought home a bronze medal. And we're lucky enough to have Mathias Arends, the head coach, who's now back in Canmore. And a big rush, eh, Mathias? Just must have been a whirlwind of activity. And talk about your feelings watching the boys compete and holding their own and bringing home that bronze medal.
Yeah, for me, it's just sinking in, actually, of this achievement those four men did on Saturday in the men's relay in Oslo in an amazing ambiance of 40,000 spectators. Of course, you can imagine Norway as a ski culture, the Nordic ski culture there.
Sure.
The whole Holmenkollen, the hills were like anthills filled with people. It was a roaring stadium. Of course, cheering for the Norwegians, but it was actually interesting too to hear them cheer for us as we moved up into the podium ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that for me, it's actually four individual medals. I like to give those four men, starting with Christian Gao, and then handing over to Nathan Smith, and then Scott Gao, the older brother of Christian, in the third leg, and then anchoring the whole team in that bronze medal position with Brendan Green at the end.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I mean, they all were very worthy of the mandate that was put on them, and the big pressure, like you said, to do that in the Holmenkollen. It's a huge rush for everybody, and watching, of course, a big pressure, and they came through, which to me was a very a strong recognition of all the all the work that's gone into to bring everybody to the level they're at. I mean, you've seen last year Nathan Smith came through with some very serious hardware, and now this year it's like the team believes, and you've brought together a group of guys who you know, I mean, especially the Gao brothers, because they're more rookies than Brendan and Nathan, of course, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, you know, it started a few years ago with Jean-Philippe Ligalic to show what's possible. Because, I mean, the whole team knew each other in the way of training. And by seeing what they actually, you know, how they compared to Jean-Philippe in those years, in the training, doing intensity and racing against each other, that they actually saw, oh, no, I'm as good as him from a physical standpoint or from a shooting standpoint, they were combined. And then actually Jean-Philippe making the medal in Östersund showed them, okay, if he can do it, we can do it. And then last year, Nathan doing this at World Championships with a first ever silver medal and then a World Cup win at the end of the season, showed again the younger guys, oh, well, in training sometimes I can beat him, and it showed them or gave them the confidence for a performance they showed now on this past weekend with their bronze medal at the men's relay in Oslo.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question that the proof is in the pudding, and a lot of when we talk about the talent, everybody's talented. But we've watched top guys crack as well, and you know, there's no I mean, we talked a little bit before about Martin Fourcade from France being somewhat unique, these guys really brought it together. And we all know it could happen in a split second that they miss and we're done, and yet they held it.
Very proud in the sense, I mean, obviously, they had to ski fast, they had to shoot well, but I'm really proud of how they dealt with the mental aspect of suddenly being in that position fighting for the podium, and they did not choke.
Yes.
They actually made it happen all the way, starting with Christian at the start, and fighting for a good position, and actually, going out of the range in second, third position at one point, and then giving a strong handover to the team and setting sort of the foundation for Nathan to come in, take over. And actually, the nice thing I liked about Nathan is that from his experience of last year's being on the podium already,
sure,
that he actually did not stay behind Abbeu and actually took lane one for his first shooting.
Right.
And, yeah, and just making a standpoint. We are here.
Right.
To do our performance and to show what we can do.
Yes.
And that continued on with Scott Gowell, who got into this sudden position of being in a podium spot. And he didn't falter. He continued on. And even when the one target just didn't want to come down, and he used three spares, he pulled it through, continued on his skiing leg, and again brought Brendan Green in an excellent position to actually do his last leg in a very safe position against the other nations, but not safe enough yet to say, oh, it's secure.
Yes.
He had two clean shooting bouts efficiently in order to secure that third place.
Yeah, absolutely. You described it the way I felt it, the same way, and I'm sure everybody else did as well. We watched, and the guys came through. They felt they were in the right place, and they took their place beside everybody else and delivered. And in the end, you know, we all knew anything could happen, but was a real testimony to the program and to how the team has evolved over the last few years, like you say, from Jean-Philippe. And so it's a real testimony. It must give you a lot of pride and good feeling about how all the training, because you work so hard, all that work we don't see as kind of the fans outside. But there you go. Now you've got a bronze medal, and they have the bronze medal, too, to prove it, eh?
For sure, a medal in a relay event as a team is showing the depth of the team, and I would include all the other national team members as well, because they are pushing each other every day, whether it's in hard interval sessions, whether it's in long distance sessions. They do the training together and push on every given day. So it's of course, this medal is about those four men who performed this past weekend at that level, but it's all the teammates they've had over the past years, and back in Kenmore and then also on tour, who have made this possible.
Yeah, for sure. There's no question. And we've seen results as well, you know, coming through. Julia Ransom had some great results.
Yes.
And you know, Rosanna Crawford. So it's not just this performance, but this, of course, being a very remarkable world championship performance.
Yeah, and that is also so nice to see that we have a very balanced team of very experienced senior athletes, and then now a younger athletes who came into the program and right away challenged also the older ones in certain ways.
Yes.
But at the same time gained the experience from the older ones. And I feel very proud about this mix, and also I'm very positive looking into the future that hopefully we can carry this momentum into the next years. Of course, into next year's World Championships and then the next Olympics.
Yeah, sure. It's all part of an evolution and you know, going through each of the quadrennials with the Olympics. And of course, having the World Cups in Canada and the U.S. must have been also part of a foundation of feeling like Canada has its place as well with other nations. And you know, the whole world was here, so that must have been an experience in itself.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Kenmore, by the feedback I've gotten from other athletes and coaches internationally, was very well accepted and recognized. And I think and I hope that we don't wait 20 years again until we have the next major event here. But I think that it has been received very positively. And of course, for our athletes themselves, they could showcase their home, their training base, and our beautiful landscape here, and also how well actually our competitive setting is. And with that, plus also with this result now, I think that the International Biathlon Union will definitely keep Canada, or it's on the radar screen.
Oh, absolutely. you guys have really proved it. And it's not just the athletes, but it's also the infrastructure that goes behind the scenes that you are interacting with on a regular basis to make the National Association and all the partners that came together to make that event, you know, really first class in a World Cup that, you know, and the same in the U.S. So the internationally, there's a new respect, I guess, is evolving over time for North America.
Yeah, I would say so, because just by what I received internationally, whether it's from the media, but also from colleagues and the congratulations and the stories, everybody is so happy about Canada being on the podium in a relay event.
Yes.
Championships.
Yeah, it's a real testimony, and of course you have a history in the sport, and you know many people yourself from the years of being involved. And I think that there's also a similar feeling in the cross country, which we talked about when there's a bit of comparison between when Devin and Alex won their medal in the Holmenkollen as well. And you know, it's a fabled place, and to be able to hold your own in that place with so many thousands of people watching, it's a real memory for sure of a lifetime, eh?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's so special. I would almost call it the birthplace of Nordic racing, whether it's in cross-country skiing or in biathlon, being so popular in Norway. I cannot see a better place for this to happen, really.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question that was a great place for them to pull in the bronze. And I'm sure they'll it's a memory they'll take with them through their life. So now everybody's back home, and
actually the team continued on to Siberia to Ханты-Мансийск for the last World Cups, and so my colleague Roddy Ward is there with the team.
Right.
I've been on the pre-camp with the team, and then the World Championships. So we sort of balanced ourselves out in the way of traveling and being on tour.
Okay.
And so I'm back in Kenmore, but the team will have one more week of racing in Russia.
Right, that will be the final World Cup, and that was last year when Nathan won his first official World Cup.
Exactly, and I'm very optimistic the way, especially the physical form has been in Oslo, that we might see more respectable results there in Ханты-Мансийск.
And it'll be interesting to see how the Gal brothers, who are more of the rookies on the team, how they take this experience and evolve through their career, because we've all seen them have some good signs, but this is really a pinnacle for both of those guys, eh?
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think with what they just did this past weekend, it's just I think it brings so much confidence to Gal brothers. What they achieved here in Oslo, I think it will take them to the next level, to feel the confidence that also in their individual races they can actually play and attack the best in the world. And we might see that already this coming week in Ханты-Мансийск in Russia. And if not there, then for sure in the next season.
Yeah, the opportunities are there, and the team believes, and like we said, the proof is in the pudding. The medals are there, so
yeah,
there's no denying they can do it.
Exactly.
So after the season is over, Matthias, what kind of situation happens then? That the athletes get a bit of a break, but when does the training start again?
So after they come back home, since we still have snow available, the athletes usually, we like them to still ski and train on snow, because it's easy on the body, and it also is the most, of course, ski specific training there can be, and then to take 2 weeks off completely from our sport doesn't mean that they might not be athletically active, but it could also be they go down to somewhere where it's warmer and sunny.
Sure.
And on the beach. But when you really look at what's nowadays asked from the athletes, there cannot be too much of a break. We usually take the whole month of April off from team training, but that means maybe they go for 2 weeks somewhere in a sunny spot down south. But then the other 2 weeks, it already starts with, again, some general athletic training that could be strength training, that could be coordinative training. That can be things they maybe don't get to otherwise, but maybe some alpine skiing.
Sure.
But for sure, they have to be active so that when we start at the beginning of May again, that they are ready to go, that the body is not rusted,
yeah.
That it's actually, yeah, it's right back into full training, really.
Sure.
We actually start with a training camp, which is focused on ski technique at the beginning of May. And so, yeah, it's not a long break.
Yeah, they get a bit of time to have for some R&R, but then they're quickly back into the program. So just to revisit what happened in Oslo, tell us a little bit about the ceremonies down when the medals were given out, and the scene down there must have been pretty wild, eh?
It was really wild. I mean, awards ceremony downtown Oslo with as many spectators as there were at the venue is just incredible. Like, as far as we could see, there were people. It was masses of people. And I told the athletes, go out there, take it in, feel like rock stars right now, because that's what you are.
Yep.
On this given day. And that's what I felt when they all walked out there, and it was a big roar of applause and just amazing, this feeling even I had just watching them as they marched
sure.
towards the big stand.
Sure, and I guess the award ceremony has the same kind of grandeur as it is being in the actual stadium when they actually cross the line, because you see the big fans and everything, the excitement, but the medal ceremony is also equally as huge.
Yeah, exactly. And that being in downtown Oslo, in a very nice setting, the Metal Plaza, the way the Norwegians had everything set up, an amazing feeling.
Yeah, they know how to ski and they know how to show appreciation for the
celebrate.
Skiers. Tell how to celebrate, exactly. Well, that's great, Matthias. Really congratulations to you and the team and to everybody behind the scenes that really makes it happen, because we know that's a large family that has to come together to help everybody get to the start line. And the athletes have to do it, and they really did it. So it's a real testimony to everything that you've been doing. And congratulations again, and to all the guys and the gals. And we hope to see you there again.
Yeah, thank you very much. As there is always a team behind the team, that's whom I also like to thank is the team of coaches, the team of the Wagstaks, who did a tremendous job that day. The whole World Championships, but specifically that day, it was amazing, the equipment the athletes were on. And all the support we are getting here back home at the training centers. It's all worth it when it comes to such a celebration of achievement of those athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. It's true. It's you really see the appreciation coming, and people that you may not have expected are there going, congratulations. So, well, it's a job well done, and it's a great day for the team, great day for Canada and for the sport. So we wish you all the best in the future going forward, and we hope to be having more interviews like this one again.
Yeah, I would hope so. Thanks a lot, Benjamin.